With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Every day, hospitals across the region rely on donated blood to care for trauma patients, support surgeries, provide cancer treatments, and respond to medical emergencies. The Community Blood Center supplies more than 40 hospitals and supports collections through donor centers and more than 100 mobile drives each month. According to the American Blood Centers, every 2 seconds someone in the United States needs blood, and 25% of the blood supply is used by patients battling cancer. Donations tend to drop during the summer months as people's schedules change. Danielle Espinoza is an account manager for the Community Blood Center.
I think the theme is it's a constant need. We go in and out of critical needs all the time. But as we hit closer with holidays and weather-related cancellations, whether that's for mobile drives in the winter or hailstorms in the summer, that creates a need for our hospital partners.
These fluctuations can be especially challenging for smaller hospitals where inventories are limited and replenishment is critical to meeting patient needs. David Lehman is an Aspira's emergency department manager. He says they see the importance of a stable blood supply firsthand. The unpredictable nature of trauma and medical emergencies makes consistent donor participation essential.
This year especially, we've seen a greater demand for blood, especially in our local communities, our smaller communities. And it's something that is always required. For our smaller hospitals, we do not have the resources available, and we have such a small supply. And if we don't have donors, we don't have the blood, and we don't have that life-saving resource that we need.
You can visit the Community Blood Center website to find a location near you to donate. The field of Democratic candidates for governor has been reduced by one. Former State Economic Development Director Missy Hughes has announced she is dropping out of the race, leaving 6 Democrats in the contest. She threw her support behind Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Other Democrats remaining in the race include Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and former Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan. Republicans will see 2 candidates on their ballot for governor, 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany and Medical Services Technician Andy Mansky. The primary to reduce the field of candidates is August 11th. Incumbent Governor Tony Evers is not seeking re-election. A quick update on a story we brought you yesterday on WXPR. Kevin Hermaning is now confirmed for the 7th Congressional District Primary Candidate Forum being hosted by WJFW News Watch 12. All 4 Republican candidates and 3 Democratic candidates plan to participate. The forums will be July 7th and 14th at 5 p.m. on Channel 12. As water gets warmer, the chance of blue-green algae forming increases. The algae can be harmful to pets and humans. Mike Mandley, an environmental health specialist for the Lincoln County Health Department, says to stay out of water if it looks like pea soup. It can also be other colors like white, red, or brown. A safety tip is to always avoid swallowing lake water and keep dogs from drinking the water or eating material in the water. Pets are especially susceptible to blue-green algae because of their relatively small size. From utility rates to local development projects, supporters of a proposed Michigan ballot initiative say voters, not corporate money, should drive decisions affecting rural communities. Crystal Blair explains.
The proposal would place new limits on campaign contributions from utilities and major government contractors while expanding political advertising disclosure requirements. Kelvin Carter, director of Up North Advocacy, says this is a pressing issue that crosses party lines.
In this time of hyper-partisanship and the political divide that exists, I've not seen another issue that brings people together like the idea of getting money out of politics.
Those backing the measure say it would prohibit campaign contributions from electric and gas utilities, as well as contractors receiving more than $250,000 annually in government contracts and certain affiliated individuals and organizations. DTE Energy says its political contributions comply with state and federal laws and support the company's objectives. Crystal Blair reporting.
Many homeowners hit by devastating floods have no insurance and no idea they were at risk, underscoring vulnerabilities throughout rural America as climate change causes more extreme weather. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has not developed floodplain maps, which determine who must buy flood insurance for many less populated areas. And homeowners can't buy policies if their communities do not participate in the agency's National Flood Insurance Program. Experts say too many communities have been left with a false sense of security due to a lack of information that leaves residents unprepared for the worst. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.